money.
All right, Galen, what do you got going over there today?
Well, I'm going to see if I can change your topic again this week.
What?
Yeah.
Last week I was going to talk about it and you changed it. And
yeah, I'm on like a
2-week
streak.
Or you inspired me to change. Okay, we'll see what happens.
See if we can go 3 weeks in a row here. So I was just going to talk about, I went to Vegas. So
this,
we're going personal, and we're going personal.
Are you
going
to tell behind the scenes stories or not behind the scenes stories?
Well, not all of them, but I'll tell some of the good ones.
Okay.
So Vegas, amazing place. When you go to Vegas, it changes you to a degree, and I forgot because I haven't gone in a long time. Mm-hmm. So we stayed at the Cosmopolitan. You're in this pool. Everything looks like – it looks fake. It looks like it's not even real. Like, you're looking back at, like, the Eiffel Tower, and now they have, like, HD signs, which are crazy. They used to be, like, funny little sparkly ones. Now they're, like – it looks like a giant TV and all these surreal pictures.
Yes,
and
yeah.
It's like, it almost looks like a fantasy land. Uh-huh. And then we saw the Pacquiao fight, which was the most amazing thing ever. I mean, to watch 30,000 people get around two human beings boxing. I mean, I ran into Mayweather's dad, which was crazy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just all these epic events went to the win. I mean, and just to see the extravagant level that it goes to, I was sitting down like the last day by the pool, and I was just thinking, and the thought that came to mind is about living small. Like, no matter how successful you are in life, like, it makes you feel like you're living small. Like, no matter if you're a millionaire, I mean, look around at the extravagance, the money, the
everything. Adult Disneyland.
It is. Mm-hmm. But you can't leave that place without just feeling empowered, like, you know, to, like, double up or, like, triple up whatever you're doing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no matter how successful you are, because there's a bigger world out there, and there's a level farther than even maybe your imagination can see that. And I mean, every time I go back, it feels like that level gets stepped up to a degree. So I just left.
Maybe that's why companies have their motivational and fire up and get ready for the next year in Vegas, because people come back feeling like that.
Guaranteed. Yeah. I mean, I did. Uh-huh. I came back thinking like, what? Yeah, like this is, we got to step it up.
Yeah.
You know, and I would say we have a very successful business and life is fantastic, and but you can always go bigger.
I love that. Okay, you did give an inspiration there. So I'll have to save our investor flick, fix and hold for, you know, as a listener, you maybe think if you're a regular listener, this is like 4 weeks or this is our third week in a row. It really is just, we kind of just randomly do our own thing for Money Chat. And sometimes I always have Keelan go first just because it's the considerate thing to do.
Aww.
And then, yeah, sometimes he says things that just inspires me to go off track of what I originally was planning for. So I will bring in the fix and hold because it's awesome. But if you're really wondering what it is, just give us a call at the show, 1-855-400-1150. But yeah, no, Keelan, you're so right. Is, you know, really in life, I think what I try to do is I try to envision as big as I can with no limitations. And but sometimes even in your dreams, and you go through this growing up, your dream as a child is so big, but it really isn't that big. It's a big as a child big would be. And then you get to be an adult and it starts. So I love that, Keelan, because that's so true. If you can just continue to extend a little bit more and don't get stuck, because I think what the people do when you're visualizing and dreaming sometimes can really get stuck in, how could I ever do this? How is this possible for me? And that's where it can be devastating in dreaming big. If you can't get over that hurdle first, then dream what you can believe you can do. Because dreaming big, if you are going to worry about all of the stuff in the middle and how you're going to get there, it's actually going to be devastating to your success in life. So you have to start where you're at right now. But my advice to you is don't worry about anything in the middle. Have one small step that you're going to take. And, you know, those of you that are regular listeners know that I have a coaching program, my One Time Your Business 8-Week Burn. By the way, it's complimentary. So just go online, onetimeyourbusiness.com. 8-week course. It's virtual, live. You get to hang out with me. It's a powerful 8 weeks. But one of the mind shifts in one time in your business, the first mind shift is rejoicing in your small successes. It's about taking one small step. And as you complete that step, rejoice in that small step, because it's the small steps that are going to get you to the big changes that you want. Chinese bamboo tree takes 5 years for it to break ground. When it breaks ground, it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. But if the farmer stopped fertilizing and watering the bamboo tree, the bamboo tree would have died. And so it's the same thing. The bamboo tree represents our life. It represents our business. So get out there and water and fertilize your bamboo tree, your dream. Rejoice in the small successes. Dream really big. Just like Keelan said, you look at Vegas and go, my gosh, this is just massive. So yeah, Keelan, that's great money chat.
Well, I'm glad 3 weeks in a row I could change your mind.
I love it. All righty. Well, I guess it's time to get to what the show is really about, and that is our amazing guest. Coming up next to the money are empowering badass women entrepreneurs. I could say that quite a few times in a row. Claire Jones of Clarifications Coaching, LLC, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, after the short break.